7.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Saturday edition of the show. We do it live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
That's right. Torgo's sitting in for the, well...
Fired Manwich.
No, he hasn't been fired. He's elsewhere. He's out doing speaking engagements and that sort of thing.
He's in demand.
He's out promoting the show in another state right now, so that's good. But we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the deal behind Free Talk Live. Whatever it is you want to talk about, you take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we've got 3 hours to go here, Torgo, so plenty of time.
3 hours?
Yes.
I have to be here for 3 hours with you?
I'm afraid so. And by the way, Bordoff, you have your microphone up. I can hear you. So we're actually going to start things out here tonight with something unusual. We don't normally have guests on Free Talk Live, but I encountered this website the other day, Torgo, and it was so intriguing, I thought we had to have the guy who was behind the organization on the show.
What's the website?
The website is dammad.org. That's D-A-M-M-A-D-D.org.
Damn Mad?
Right. And it stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. So with that, we're going to bring him on. His name is Steven Steiner. He is the founder of Damn Mad. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hello, Ian. Torgo?
Hi, Steven. How are you?
Hello.
Pretty good.
Excellent. Now, I think we've got another friend of yours that might be calling in here at some point here very, very soon. But let's start out talking about Damn Mad. What is it? What is this organization, and why did it come about?
Well, it's an organization that was founded 5 years ago after the death of my 19-year-old son from a drug overdose. And we first started out with giving the community and folks a way to fight back against drug dealers. We have a database online that is hooked into now about 400 law enforcement agencies across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started a educational component to the organization called The Child Story, and this is simply parents that have lost children to drugs out there talking to kids.
It's certainly a tragedy, and I'm sorry to hear that you lost your son. Do you want to give us the brief background on how that happened?
Well, basically, we live in upstate New York, outside of Binghamton, and we're a family of electricians, and we were a little slow, so he decided to go down to Florida. That's where his biological mother lived. We were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And he was down there for 3 weeks and overdosed on prescription medication.
Did you have any idea that he had a prescription medication problem prior to going down to Florida? Was this just news to you, or were you aware of any of
this? Stevie, well, what was news to me, let me back up a little bit. I knew he smoked pot and did everything I could to try to teach him the ropes on that and not just be smoking pot, being that his father smoked pot as a teenager also.
Okay.
And also tried to convince him not to drink. Basically, this was a first-time user of this prescription medication, and he died the first time.
Wow. So they don't know if he used an awful lot or if he just used a small amount and just had a reaction to it?
There was no reaction to it. I mean, you can see his pictures, which you probably have seen already on the website. That's how, actually, he was laying on the couch. His brother pulled him off the couch when he got back. But there was a party where his biological mother and his half-brother diverted Oxycontin bought it from a doctor, actually apparently an easy score,
mm-hmm.
and they were selling it on the street, and this was what was left of their profits, I guess, and they had a party with it Saturday evening. This would have been he died on the 29th, so the 28th. Is when he came back. He was actually he was working for this electrician, came back from Daytona Beach,
right.
And this is where he came across this drug.
Now, when you and I were talking before, Stephen, we'd briefly had a conversation just before setting up this interview. You asked me a question. You asked me how I felt about guns. Why did you ask me that question?
Well, because, I mean, I had no idea the type of show I was going to be getting on to, and you know, everybody knows out there that George Soros and Peter Lewis and John Sperling were a big part of the legalization movement and still continue to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting, actually, they're trying to legalize drugs, but yet they're against guns. So I just wanted to see where you guys sat on it, that's all.
So you are a fan of guns, then?
I don't have a problem. I honestly don't have a problem with guns. I mean, our Constitution gives us the right to bear arms.
Let me clarify something. The Constitution doesn't give you the right to bear arms.
The Constitution does give us the right to bear arms.
It outlines the right. It simply enshrines your right. You have the right, whether or not the Constitution says it or not. You have the right to bear arms. It just simply says that this government is supposed to respect that right. Just a point of clarification on that. I agree with you. Okay. I mean, you should absolutely be able to bear arms. And on Free Talk Live, we're huge fans of gun freedom on this show.
All right. Now, Stephen, my question is, we talked about the fact that Damn Mad came about after the death of your son.
Correct.
What is it that you're trying to accomplish with the organization? What is your goal?
Basically, what I'm trying to accomplish is a couple things, because I have more than one organization now. Damn Mad is trying to give families and the community a safe way to fight back against drug traffickers without retribution.
Mm-hmm.
And with the parents that we've partnered with that are part of our organization, we're out there going into schools and talking to kids about the deaths of our children and how it affected us. Our stories work very well. We've saved thousands of children so far in the last 5 years.
And that's great, Stephen. Now, my question for you here in regards to your organization, your goal, I mean, I take it one of the things you want to do is cut down on the amount of illegal drug dealers on the streets. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
What I'm concerned with, and I'm not sure if you have come to this realization yet, but my concern is, by you supporting the war on drugs, by you suggesting that we should be arresting and jailing drug dealers and that drugs should continue to be illegal, do you realize that you're actually creating just oodles and oodles of profits for these people, that you're making it oh so tempting for people to get into this business and really... Go ahead.
I disagree with that. And I'll tell you why. We have legal drugs. We have legal prescription drugs. We have legal over-the-counter drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We have criminals that are now dictating health policy in this country. The president just signed the Meth Act, which was combined with the Patriot Act, where now, as of April 9th, restrictions are going in place where you can only buy a certain amount. I believe it's... I think it's 3.6 or 3.9 grams of pseudoephedrine. You can only buy it one time,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was 9 grams per month. These restrictions have gone into place because of criminals. These were legal substances that you could buy over the counter, but because we have criminals out there making methamphetamine with these products, and in case of my son, who was able to get and access to OxyContin because of the criminal activity of my ex-wife and my stepson. Mm-hmm. I have a problem. Those are legal substances now. And so,
I think you kind of glossed over what I was saying, Stephen.
There's a black market on this, you know, on these drugs.
Right. You understand the reason why there's a black market, right?
You tell me why.
The reason there's a black market is because it's illegal. These drugs are illegal, so therefore it goes underground and it becomes something that the mafia deals with, that the gangs deal with, that violent individuals, the drug dealers deal with.
OxyContin is and fentanyl all these pharmaceutical drugs are not illegal to have as long as you have a prescription.
They're not illegal to have as long as you have a prescription. That's true. But the problem is we're regulating the access. The access to the drug that your son had or that people who use that type of drug have who are using it for recreation, their access to it in that fashion is illegal.
Right. And that's what we're talking about here. I'm going to come back and talk about prohibition and its effects and how it's affecting your organization and how it is, in my opinion, Stephen, that your organization is encouraging drug dealers. We'll talk about that if you'll hang on with us. 800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Stephen Steiner, he's the founder of Damn Mad, Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers.
Great promise. No one's listening.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you make the toll-free call. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And anything goes, whatever's on your mind. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're one of our Saturday-only radio station listeners, then you've missed an entire week's worth of shows. We do it six nights a week, and we give it all away right on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. So go and grab them up. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going back to our special guest. His name is Steven Steiner. He's the president. I don't know if it's president, but he's the founder of DAMMAD, D-A-M-M-A-D-D. Stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. And, Steven, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Absolutely. Let me just finish up about the OxyContin and the prescription drugs, okay? As we all know, they are legal. Our government has decided they're controlled substances, and it's required to have a prescription through a doctor to
That's
get
correct.
These medications, okay? Unfortunately, there's people that are diverting them and getting them out to our kids.
Why do you think that is?
I just read something. Go ahead.
No, why do you think people are doing that?
Well, unfortunately, there's folks out there that see a profit in selling drugs and want to, kind of profit off our children.
Now, the reason why they see a profit, Stephen, is because there is a profit. And the reason why there is a profit is because there's a very high demand for these drugs. There are people out there that want to get oxycodone, and they are willing to pay $20 a pill in order to get their hands on it. So therefore, the people that are willing to break the law and flaunt the law are more than happy to rob pharmaceutical trucks at gunpoint, take all of their oxycodone, let it out on the streets and sell it and do it all over again. As soon as you take something out of the total legal arena and you make it restricted like oxycodone is, then you created a gray market. Essentially, it's not a black market. It's kind of in between legal and black market. But yet, still, the black market forces get involved. They come in, they get the product, and they distribute it to the people that want it. Now, let's talk realistically here, Stephen. Do you think the demand for drugs like oxycodone or marijuana or ecstasy is going to go away anytime soon?
Well, let me tell you this. I think that if we, drug use is definitely, in my opinion, at least we'll talk about drug deaths. Drug deaths are on the rise and to the highest level in the history of this of our country.
Now, when you say drug deaths, you're including prescription drugs, correct?
I'm talking about, yes, talking about all drug deaths.
Because illegal drug deaths, there aren't really very many of them.
No. I have one of my directors of my other organization's daughter died of heroin. I could probably, I'm not here to start ringing their names off.
I'm not saying
off,
that there aren't people that don't die of these things. I'm just saying that, believe it or not, there's actually more people that die from improperly prescribed prescription medication than illegal drugs. But go ahead with your point.
Okay, my point I'm trying to get at is this. Okay, again, prescription drugs are legal. We have folks that are diverting these drugs and going after and making a black market with these drugs, okay? Now, if you're saying that, what are you going to give these medications out to these addicts for free?
Of course not. Why would you want to give something away for free?
The reason we have crime because of the drug problem is we have either addicts or drug dealers, whatever, they're out there you have a demand, but you have these people preying on these people. You have people committing crimes because they're addicted to this stuff, breaking in the pharmacies, robbing pharmacies.
And that's something else I'm concerned with. And by the way, you didn't quite answer. You agree with me that there is a demand, right? And it's not going to go away?
No doubt. But
okay,
how we take care of the
violence.
Demand is we educate our kids.
I agree with education.
We have student drug testing.
No, I don't agree with that. But now let's slow down here. We're talking about how the drug war results in violence. In fact, the fact that drugs are illegal is making it so my family is not safe at night, and nor is yours, Stephen. As you pointed out, people that are on illegal drugs some people have a tendency to be violent. Now, the reason isn't because they're high. The reason is because they want to get high, and to get high, it costs a lot of money. So therefore, they have to go out and break into people's cars, steal car stereos. They have to break into people's homes, regardless of whether or not somebody's home or not. They'll do whatever it takes to get their hands on that money. The reason why is because the drugs are so expensive. Why are the drugs so expensive? Now, we're talking about illegal drugs now and not necessarily oxycodone, even though those are expensive too on the street.
What do you propose we do?
Well, the reason why the drugs are so expensive is because they're on the underground. The fact that they're illegal makes it so the black market can jack their price up by about 3,000%, which means there's insane profits involved there.
Now, let's say tomorrow
we legalize heroin.
Okay.
First off, my question to you is, who's going to dispense it?
Walmart. Anyone
who
wants it.
How much is Walmart going to charge for it?
I don't know.
And how much do you charge for aspirin?
That's the thing. In this type of a situation where it's legal and where it's decriminalized and anyone has the ability to carry and sell that product, there's going to be a glut of it on the market. The production costs are going to go down. The prices of it are going to go down. It's going to be as freely available as any other over-the-counter pharmaceutical.
Plus, you mentioned
who's
you had
going to give the addicts the money to go buy this?
That's
you
how are we going to make
McDonald's
the money? They're going to still
Stephen.
Be robbing. They're still
no,
going to be thieving.
No.
Why would they
crime
still be
robbing? Still going to be committed. Go ahead.
Okay. How much would you say? I know you've done research on illegal drugs. What is the going price for someone who is a heroin addict to get one fix?
Honestly, I don't know. I think I hear $5 or $10, whatever that means.
Well, I know
I have
that
no idea what size of.
I know that marijuana goes for about $60 for a quarter ounce, and if you compare that to the cost of tobacco, for instance, tobacco is a fraction of that price. And here's another question for you, Stephen. How many people are knocking over 7-Elevens to get money so that, they can go and buy some alcohol?
How many? But it's different. I don't know how many. I don't have the answer. If I would tell you this, I would give this question to Roger if he gets on the line with you. Okay, but... the answer is that if you look at pharmaceutical medications that are now being diverted, which are legal medications, you can go to a doctor and get a prescription, and there's probably plenty of bad doctors out there that will give you a prescription for anything. You still have a black market. You're going to equate tobacco with pharmaceutical drugs. They're both legal substances. One you're saying no one knocks over the local convenience store. The other one, the pharmacies are being hit all over the country.
Well, here's the difference. What we're talking about when we say legalized drugs, decriminalized drugs, these pharmaceutical drugs like OxyContin, for example, would no longer require a prescription. If somebody wanted to buy themselves some OxyContin, they would be able to go into a pharmacy and buy OxyContin.
Exactly. We're talking about real
but
liberty
you have
here.
No, you have no understanding that some of these prescription drugs, without doctor's supervision, are very, very dangerous if not used properly.
Okay, Stephen, I understand. There's lots of things in life that are dangerous. It's dangerous to get in a car and not use it properly, okay? There's plenty of things that we can be irresponsible with in life, and we certainly can't ban cars, can we?
But you know something, guys? We have to have laws in our country. If we don't have laws, we have total anarchy.
We're not talking about anarchy here. We're just talking about economic freedom. Are you somebody who's not for economic freedom?
If you have a majority of people that are addicted to medications or to drugs or, you know, alcohol, I mean, we have, what, 6 million, 6 million kids being raised by the grandparents? I mean, come on. I mean, how many more do you want? I mean, just look at alcohol. Look at tobacco.
Look at alcohol when we come back. Stephen, hang on a moment. We've got your friend on the line as well. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we have a special guest on the line with us. His name is Steven Steiner. He is the founder of Damn Mad. It stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. And Stephen had a son who died as a result of an oxycodone overdose. Terrible story. And now he's angry, and he wants to take on the drug dealers, and he wants to stop these illicit drugs from getting into the hands of people. And it's a noble idea, it really is. However, Stephen, it's totally unrealistic because there's no way that you're ever going to be able to stop people from wanting to alter their state. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking cigarettes, or whether it's doing illegal drugs or prescription drugs, people have a desire to alter their state. So that's never going to go away. Therefore, they're always going to be asking for it. They're always going to be looking for something new or something that's familiar to alter their states with. Therefore, there's always going to be people that are willing to supply them. And when you take one drug dealer off the street, Stephen, what happens?
Have one less drug dealer.
No, sir. You create an open market for one new drug dealer to step into the marketplace, take the reins, and take all those old customers and start raking in the profits. You just simply, all you're doing when you take a drug dealer off the streets is you're making it so people like me and you, people that work and earn money and, you know, are working in the economy, we have to actually pay to keep that person in jail at that point.
Now, let me tell you something. You know, all your listeners can go to my website, see my son laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people say, I can't imagine losing my son, my daughter. Okay?
Sure.
So, I don't know. I assume by looking at your website and watching your pictures, it sounds like you may be married and have children.
Oh, no. But, no, actually, I have a vasectomy, but I do have a girlfriend.
Okay. Well, if you adopt a child, the last thing you want to ever have happen to you. It's the cruelest thing that can ever happen to a parent,
mm-hmm.
is lose their child.
Absolutely.
And
you're not supposed to outlast your kids, I understand.
Until you can put yourself in my shoes, then you just can't do it.
Well, now, here's the thing, Stephen. We both understand, you know, I haven't lost a child. I've lost relatives because of drugs in the past. But at the same time, I'm not putting the entirety of the blame of what happened on the person who got the drugs for my relatives. The person who got the drugs for my relatives may have been doing something that was unethical, may have been doing something that was immoral. But at the same time, the relative that I have that overdosed and that is no longer around was also as much to blame for using the drugs irresponsibly.
Well, speaking events I go to, I talk about the responsibility factor. It's no doubt that my son, Stephen Jr., bears some responsibility. But so does his mother, so does his half-brother, who are both older than he was, and you had a mother that should have been protecting her son.
Okay.
Except she wanted to be the best friend, not the mother.
Stephen, I don't think we were suggesting for a moment that you thought that your son didn't have any responsibility at all.
Oh, I just wanted to make that clear because some of your listeners probably are yelling at the radio right now saying it. Wouldn't be the first time, so I wanted to get that.
Right, that's the only reason I brought it up, is just because I could tell that might be something that some people were thinking. I know that you wouldn't just completely disregard, you know, that he was also in some way responsible for what happened.
Now, Stephen, I'm curious. Do you have any familiarity with alcohol prohibition?
Not really, sir, but I would say this, that if you were to ask me, do I think alcohol should be illegal, I think it should be, to be honest
really?
With you.
Really?
Absolutely. I think alcohol...
Let me give you can I give you just a brief history on what happened during Prohibition, since you don't know too much about
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I would ask you this. Let's keep the questioning on the illicit drug issue. Not
this ties in directly, Stephen. You're going to have to bear with me because it totally ties in directly. In the 1920s, in the early part of the 20th century, the federal government actually amended the U.S. Constitution to say there will be no more alcohol drinking. They banned it. And immediately what happened was it went underground. People didn't want to stop drinking just because the federal government said, you have to stop drinking. They kept drinking anyways, except they couldn't get it through legitimate channels anymore. They couldn't go down to the liquor store and buy their alcohol. And by the way, Stephen, I don't drink alcohol. I can't stand it personally.
Neither do I.
Okay, so now we're on the same page there. But people that want to drink alcohol will not stop wanting to drink simply because it's made illegal. So they went out, they sought it out, and they found black market dealers who were making the alcohol in their bathtubs, bathtub gin, which, of course, made it, since they were making it in their bathtubs, it made it really dangerous. It wasn't made under any controlled conditions like it would be in a manufacturing plant. So therefore, people were going blind because they wanted to get drunk, and they were drinking this dangerous bathtub gin. You had speakeasies where people would go kind of like secret alcohol distribution points. And the cops were corrupted as a result of it. The cops were the ones that were supposed to be enforcing the alcohol laws when, in fact, they were just simply taking payoffs, and they were allowing this to go on, and the cops were also drinking themselves. I mean, it just resulted in all kinds of what we call unintended consequences. See, Stephen, when you take the government and you ask it to do something, it very rarely actually does what it is that you're asking them to do. Now, when you take alcohol prohibition and you re-legalize alcohol, which is what they did, and then you make it so drugs are illegal, so you prohibit drugs. The same exact things happen, Stephen. We have organized crime as a result of the drug war. We have more violence in our streets as a result of drugs being illegal. The drugs are more dangerous as a result of the fact that they're illegal. This is a point that I didn't get to make the last segment. You said you had a friend whose daughter died from a heroin overdose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she might be alive today if heroin was legal. And the reason why is when somebody's manufacturing heroin in their back shed, they're probably high as a kite, they're not paying attention to what it is that they're doing, and if they screw it up, Stephen, then you get impurities. You get a mix of heroin that might be 10 times stronger than they intended it to be. It gets sold on the street, you got one batch that's 10 times stronger, another batch that's 10 times as under where it should be, so some people feel like they got ripped off by their dealer, and the other people that are getting the batch that's 10 times as strong, they die as a result of an overdose because they thought they were getting something of a regular dose when in fact they didn't. The reason why it was messed up was because it wasn't made in a laboratory. It wasn't made by Pfizer. It wasn't made by Merck, and it didn't have any quality control. If heroin was legal, Stephen, it would be quality controlled, and if someone had an overdose, they'd be able to sue the company that made it.
I gotta interject right now.
Please, go ahead.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Now let's talk about medical marijuana.
Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm not trying to convince you, Stephen. I'm just trying to get some extra ideas out there.
You're not convincing me, but you're saying some things that I do say when I start debating the medical marijuana issue.
Okay.
There's a drug called Sativex that is been approved in Canada. It's a cannabis-based drug, and there's a pharmaceutical, GW Pharmaceutical, that's doing just that. But the Soros groups and the Lewis's groups, the Drug Policy Alliance, the Marijuana Policy Project, they are just set on circumventing the FDA process and not using science. What they use is studies that have been, that are just not studies.
Stephen,
I mean, that they're
Stephen,
paying big money for, and I'm just saying to you that they are very disingenuous. For the end game for them is just marijuana legalization.
Great.
Which is maybe what
fine.
You want. But the bottom line is they're using medicalization, they're using sick people to further their agenda. How do I know this? Because I have videotapes on our other website that depicts them, has them talking.
Stephen, we've got somebody that's called in that wants to talk to you. Can you hang on for a little bit more?
Sure.
We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. It's toll-free. Stephen Steiner, he's the founder of Damn Mad. It stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. He thinks that he can put an end to illegal drugs, and we think that's impossible. More coming back. We'll discuss it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, oh yes, dozens of them, who've taken the time to send us their photo. It's a validated photo that they have to send in, which means that they're proving that they listen to the show. We put them up on our shrine because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And it's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. It's not a beauty contest. By the way, this weekend, we're going to be putting up a brand new Shriner, so be on the lookout for that.
Ooh, how many months have you been sitting on this one?
3 days.
Okay.
All right, so that's going up this weekend. And if you want to know when she's on the site, sign up for the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
And you should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to their website at freestateproject.com.
We're talking with Steven Steiner. He is the founder of Damn Mad. It stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. The website is dammad.org. And, Steven, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. You there?
Okay, I'm here.
Now, Steven, we're going to take a call here in just a moment from one of our listeners, but I wanted to jump back and address something you said during the last segment. You were talking about medical marijuana and how there's Marinol. I forget the name of the pill that you mentioned.
I think I was... Okay, you're talking about
Sativex is a cannabis-based drug. Yeah.
Right. So you were talking about these other options that are out there, and you said that the medical marijuana movement wants to make it so they want to bypass the FDA process. And I kind of wanted to focus on the FDA for a moment here. Did you know that if the FDA was checking out aspirin today, if aspirin was a new drug, that it would never make it through the process?
That might be the case, but, you know, that's
it is the
beyond
case,
me
Steven.
At this point. We're not, again, I don't want to start bringing aspirin into it.
Well,
I want
you're the one that brought up the FDA.
Basically.
FDA is a process that's been a part of this country's history for 100 years now, and it's not perfect, as we all know, but it's the best system in the world.
Like saying it's the best cancer in the world. I mean, the FDA is a government bureaucracy, Stephen. They exist to make it difficult for people to bring products to the marketplace. It costs billions of dollars for any product, not just pot, but any pill. If you come up with a cure for AIDS in your kitchen, you're never going to get that through the FDA because you can't afford the process to go through, and you don't have the 10 years' time that it takes to go through it. We're not here to talk about the FDA, but suffice it to say that the FDA kills more people than it saves. I want to go to the phones. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Steven Steiner from Damn Mad.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Triddle.
So, does the caller believe that we can control the production of methamphetamine by controlling the sale and distribution and production of pseudoephedrine?
That would be a question for Steven. Steven, can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him. Yeah,
okay.
The fact is that the meth labs, the domestic meth labs in the states that have had restricted pseudoephedrine, the labs are down. Now, there are super labs in California and, of course, in Mexico, and that meth is getting across the border, but that's another issue.
Now, are you aware that actually it does not require only pseudoephedrine as a base to manufacture methamphetamine, that it can be done also with ephedrine, which is a plant that happens to grow in North America and all over the rest of the world? And I've actually seen the plans that call for all 9 labs that produce pseudoephedrine to stop sale to anyone but the controls. And what they believe is this will stop all meth production all over the world. But if the drug cartels really want to still manufacture meth, all they have to do is make their own brand new plants. They do not need the pseudoephedrine. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, I don't have an answer for that. I do know that to make meth, you need pseudoephedrine.
No, that's what you were just told, that that's not the case, actually, Stephen.
Well,
it's not.
I've talked to other folks that are telling me something different. So I don't
right.
have
well,
an answer
to
that.
If you talk to the DEA, I mean, they're not going to be giving you the correct information. Triddle, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. The number is 800-259-9231. So let me see if I understand, Stephen. Basically, let me see if I can put prohibition in terms that you might be able to grasp a little bit better.
Okay.
Gun, you like guns, and I think guns are something that people should be able to have. I got a .45 in the other room right now, okay? So
mm-hmm.
we're on the same page with guns for sure, right, Stephen?
Absolutely.
What would happen if tomorrow the federal government decided no more guns? We're going to ban guns. What would happen?
Well, you know, criminals are going to get guns anyway.
But are you a criminal?
Criminals are getting guns now. So,
the bottom line is
if you're caught with a gun right now, you do more, you know, I mean, under federal law anyway, your time's enhanced. And in most states, the same thing goes. But go ahead.
Wait, no. Are you a criminal, Stephen?
Am I a criminal? No,
well,
I'm not.
The federal government is going to pass a law that says no more guns. You're going to have to turn in your guns. Are you going to turn in yours?
Sir, the answer to your question is if that's what the law is, that's what I would have to do.
Really?
I mean, unfortunately, you know, it
you would open yourself
a gun,
up to
a
be...
gun doesn't mean that much to me that I would not, I would break the law.
So in that case, you would want to go into a situation like they have in England where handguns are banned and home invasions went through the roof. Why did home invasions go through the roof?
You know, my father used to say, you know, if my mother had balls, she'd be my father. If my mother had balls, she'd be my father. I mean, let's not, again, let's stay to the point here. Let's not the ifs and all that. I mean, I wish, I didn't send my son down to Florida because I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
I'm just trying to get you to see prohibition from a different perspective. We're going to come back one more moment, one more segment, and we really appreciate you hanging on and being a good sport with us. I think it's been a great conversation so far. 800-259-9231. If you want to get on with Steven Steiner in these remaining moments here in this particular hour, because we're going to have to let him go and continue the show in hours 2 and 3. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and the number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the live Saturday night edition. We're inside hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
We're going to bring Steven Steiner back on with us. He is the head, the founder of Damn Mad. Stands for Dads Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. DamnMad.org is the website. Steven, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
How you doing, guys?
So, Steven, let me say one thing
about the gun deal. We don't have to worry about that because we have a good conservative Congress and Senate, and hopefully in 06 it will stay that way.
Okay, now you brought up the conservative thing. Now, you consider yourself a conservative, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, isn't a conservative supposed to stand for fiscal liberty, supposed to stand for economic freedom?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, then you're very contradictory then, because if you believe in true economic freedom, then you should believe that people should be free to run whatever sorts of businesses that they want to. And if I want to sell marijuana or if I want to sell crack, then I should be able to engage in that business, shouldn't I?
But you guys, the other thing you gotta add to this, I don't represent the government. I represent parents across the country, okay?
I understand. You dodged my question,
Stephen.
And
the parents out there, the majority of us, do not want to see drugs legalized, okay? And, You know,
you're putting yourself in danger.
If you were going out on crack and heroin, you wouldn't be doing this radio show. You wouldn't be working.
Now, that's true. We probably, if we were strung out on heroin and crack, I doubt I would be able to get myself in here to do this show. But I'm not strung out on heroin and crack. I have access to it.
You could be.
I could be. I could go out and buy crack right now, but I've chosen not to.
Right.
Not because it's illegal.
God bless you.
Not because it's illegal, but just because I don't want to smoke crack. Now, if I wanted to smoke crack, I would, whether it was legal or not. The only thing is, when you decriminalize something like that, as Ian said, it's produced then under a controlled environment, making it a safer product only because...
Disagree with you again, guys. Well, hold on. Let me finish. Alcohol, like you said, and all we have to see is what has happened to our families because of alcohol. Again,
no,
we
sir,
have
it's choices.
6 million...
It's
6
not alcohol's
million,
fault.
People still get addicted to alcohol.
Can you imagine this world, our country, without alcoholism? And
Stephen,
I mean, you know, I had a mother.
You cannot make alcoholism go away. It's not going to go away just because you make alcohol illegal again. It didn't work the first time, and it's not going to work again. You're going to create more violence. You're going to create corrupt cops like we have today. Unfortunately, Stephen, your organization
promotes drug dealers to be corrupt.
What?
You know, I mean, I have a lot of good law enforcement friends.
Hey,
okay?
You know what?
I hope you're not going to call every cop in the country corrupt.
No, absolutely not. There are plenty of them, though, and the reason why they're corrupt is because they have opportunities to make lots of money.
There's a lot of bad people in our country, unfortunately.
That's true.
Many of them are cops.
Okay,
look,
but
Stephen,
I can tell you that the majority of law enforcement are in there to protect our families.
Stephen,
it would blow your mind.
Stephen, I've got a website that's going to blow your mind. It's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. If you can take anything away from this conversation today, I highly encourage you to visit leap.cc.
I already know about Jack Cole.
Yeah, Jack Cole. We had him on the show. He's a good guy, don't you think?
Absolutely not.
You think he's a bad
man? Because folks like him and George Soros and those guys, they've taken the word, the war on drugs, and made it a bad word.
We've had a war on cancer, we've had a war on diabetes,
Stephen,
we've had
a war on
AIDS.
Time,
my man. We've had John for the entire hour, and we really appreciate you being here with us. Thank you, Stephen, from Damn Mad. Wow. Let's discuss a little bit more coming up. Hour number two. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.